Is it too late to start selling on Amazon because it's just too darn saturated? Find out my thoughts inside.
Hello and welcome to the Private Labeler Show, where we are dedicated to helping you take your Amazon business to the next level. Now, here is your host, Nick Landowski.
Hey, hey, what do you say? Welcome, welcome, welcome to episode number 28 of the Private Labeler Show podcast, where we're helping 1,000 amazing people such as yourself start an online business in 2016. So thank you so much for joining the podcast. I greatly, greatly appreciate you. I'm so grateful that you're here and deciding to spend a few minutes of your busy day with me, yours truly, the host of the Private Labeler Show podcast, Nick Landowski. And again, thank you so much for being here. And in this episode, I am going to give you my thoughts on whether or not Amazon is just getting too darn saturated with competition. And, you know, is private labeling kind of old news? And I'm going to kind of break that down and just kind of go on a little bit of a rant and give you my opinion and just my overall thoughts. Now, you might be kind of surprised in what I actually have to say, so stay tuned for that in just a little bit. And then after that, I'm going to give you roughly 5 to 6 different ways that you can, or 5 to 6 different ideas essentially that you can use to keep yourself bulletproof and rise to the top amongst all the competition out there lurking on Amazon. So look forward to that in just a second. But before that, I actually want to share just a little bit of Amazon news with you. So if you were in the Facebook group for the Private Labeler Show podcast, I posted the other day a link to some awesome Amazon news that just came out regarding Amazon going after YouTube. So obviously we all know and love YouTube. I'm a frequent YouTuber on a daily basis, always going on YouTube learning things and killing time just like everybody. But actually, I posted in the Facebook group an article that mentions that Amazon is somehow, I don't know how they're doing it, but they're going to go after YouTube and start up their own video service where people are going to be able to upload their videos and make money from advertising just as people do on YouTube. So I don't know if it's meant to directly clone YouTube or whatever, but it looks like they're making a play to go after YouTube in a certain sort of way. So Google, if you're listening, you should be afraid, very afraid, because Amazon doesn't mess around. Jeff Bezos does not mess around. If they see something, they go after it. They try to conquer. So I thought that was very exciting. And if you're wondering, what's this Facebook group that I'm talking about? Well, hey, if you're not a member, I would love to have you aboard in the group. So if you simply go to privatelabelershow.com/FB, just type that in your little fancy little browser there on your phone or on your computer or your tablet and ask to join up. We would love to have you in there. Or just simply go to the Private Labeler Show blog over at privatelabelershow.com and click on one of the Facebook buttons and get joined up there. We would love to have you in the group. So thought that was kind of some interesting Amazon news to share. I'm always kind of keep my ear to the ground on everything Amazon because I just like hearing about what they're getting their hands into. Now, also, I just wanted to quickly read an iTunes review. I had a new review come in the other day or last week, I believe, and didn't get a chance to read it yet, so here we go. The review comes from Lou with dollar signs. Now, Lou keeps it short and sweet because the review basically says, or the comment says, "Great content as I'm launching my brand." So you know what, Lou? I appreciate you. I appreciate your short but sweet comment. Thank you so much for being a listener of the Private Labeler Show. Let me know how I can help you with that, if I can answer any questions, so on and so forth. Just reach out to me. And if you guys could do me a huge favor, if you get a chance, please leave me a review on iTunes or just subscribe on iTunes. That helps me tremendously. So if you simply go to, let me see here, what is it? privatelabelershow.com/iTunes. You can get sent right to my show's, or my podcast's iTunes page, and you could subscribe right there, and then please leave a review. It would mean a lot, and hopefully I can get a chance to read it on a future episode. So that's privatelabelershow.com/iTunes. Now, iTunes is one word. There's no slash in there, so it's just iTunes as one word. So if you could do that, thank you, thank you, thank you in advance. You're a rock star. So I'll be looking forward to reading a review that you put on there in the future. And again, don't forget to subscribe. Got to make sure you subscribe. All right, so at the top of the podcast, I said I was going to talk about whether or not I thought Amazon was becoming too competitive, too saturated, too difficult to make money on. And here's just me being very blunt, okay? If you treat Amazon as a business and you're serious about it and you're skilled in, you know, e-commerce or making money online or whatever it might be, if you're in it to win it, by no means is Amazon too competitive or too saturated. The thought of that just makes me kind of laugh. It's laughable. And if you hear people say that, I laugh at them too, okay? It is not too competitive, and the window is just widening, in my opinion. Now, on the flip side, though, here's what might kind of surprise you. If you treat Amazon as just this something sort of type of business that you kind of do on the weekends for a few hours here and there, you're not really into it, and you're not staying on top of things, and it's just kind of on autopilot, then there's a really good chance that in the near future, it's going to be very difficult for you to make money on, okay, as competition keeps piling in, as Amazon keeps changing, as the markets keep changing, whatever. Well, again, if you're just a guru and skilled and, you know, you don't need to invest much time into it, congratulations. But like most people, again, if you don't have a ton of knowledge or a ton of skill and you're not constantly adapting and improving yourself and improving your skills and improving your business, I believe that in the near future, things are just going to get harder and harder and harder for you to make money on Amazon with, okay? So again, you have to ask yourself this, like, are you committed and are you serious about creating an awesome Amazon private label business or just an awesome Amazon business? If that's the case, which I believe it probably is for most people, you're fine, okay? You're good to go. But again, if you're treating it as a side hustle, you're probably just going to make side hustle money, all right? Now, the thing about the whole make money online industry, as far as I've known it over the past few years, the majority of people, now this isn't everybody, but the majority of people usually take the path of least resistance. They like the easy money, and that's where they flock to, okay? So if they try making money on Amazon and, you know, it's great for them for a while and all of a sudden it becomes a little bit more difficult because competition comes in or Amazon changes some rules or whatever, there's a lot of people that cut bait right away. And then they jump onto the next shiny object that they see because they want easy money. They don't, a lot of times, a lot of people don't want to put the work in. They don't want to put the time in because, again, they just jump from, you know, new thing to new thing all the time. And that's what they do. There's so many people out there that do that in the Make Money Online community, all right? Now, if you don't want to be one of those people, if you actually want to zone in on Amazon and say, okay, I'm in it to win it. I'm here for the long haul. I want to build a real business. Then Amazon's going to reward you handsomely, in my opinion, okay? So the reason why I share a lot of Amazon news with you on the podcast and in the Facebook group or wherever is because I want to show you almost on a weekly basis that, you know what, Amazon's not going anywhere. Amazon is expanding. And the more things that they get their hands into, that means that more and more people are going to become, let's say, Amazon Prime members as an example, which is great news because the more people that shop on Amazon on a daily, weekly, yearly basis, that means that there's a better opportunity that your business is going to thrive and flourish, okay? So it's not like e-commerce is going away. It's not declining or anything like that. It's only getting more and more robust and just out of this world, really. I mean, if you look at all the things that Amazon's into and just e-commerce as far as where it's going and people becoming more and more comfortable buying online, that should absolutely make you ecstatic because I know it makes me ecstatic. So if you hear anybody in a Facebook group or just in conversation saying, oh, yeah, you know, Amazon was great. I did make a bunch of money from it in years past because it was easy. And now it's just too saturated. If you hear anybody say that, just kind of laugh and go, yeah, it's because you weren't committed to it. I mean, the window is getting bigger, in my opinion. Things have become a little bit more difficult. Yes, that is true. But if you're committed to constantly staying up with the changes and evolving and improving your business and improving your skills, again, you're good to go. So I just wanted to clarify that it is not too saturated. Now, if you've listened to any of my early podcast episodes, I think maybe like the first handful of them, I kind of gave you a little bit of who am I, like what's my history making money online and business and stuff like that. For all you that don't know, if you're new to the show, I started out with Amazon Kindle. And I still have Kindle books that make me money, which is awesome. And when I started on Amazon Kindle, it was a few years ago, and it was fairly easy. I mean, you kind of just put books out there and you made money, and you didn't really have to try too hard. But over time, as Amazon adapts and changes, as they change their terms of service, maybe their algorithms, things like that, as maybe more competition comes into play, things become a little bit more difficult, okay? Now, if I had listened to all the naysayers out there, people that says, oh, you can't make money on Kindle because it's, or you can't make money on Amazon because there's just too many people doing this now. There's too many courses teaching this stuff. Oh, man, it's so hard to make money. And if I would have listened to those people, I would have been stupid. I would have been foolish. But I didn't listen to those people. I kept pushing forward. I kept improving my business. I kept growing it. I kept learning and developing new skills. And I treated it serious. And because of that, Amazon provided me the platform to make a lot of money. Okay, so that to me was awesome because I kept pushing forward. Again, had I listened to the people that weren't willing to put in the work, I wouldn't have made that much money or any money at all because I probably would have quit. So again, you're going to have people no matter what tell you, oh yeah, you know, I used to do that Amazon stuff and it just doesn't work anymore. There's too many courses, teaching people this stuff or whatever it might be. There's too many people coming into it. You know, that's all laughable. It really is. Because at the end of the day, in my opinion, there are so many people out there, you know, that they buy courses to learn how to make money online or on Amazon or whatever it might be. The vast majority of people, they buy the courses, they listen to the podcast. You know, the vast majority of people don't really even take action, okay? They sit there and they go in the Facebook groups and they just observe. So if you think that there's so many people learning this stuff, yeah, they might be learning it, but how many of them are actually taking action? Not too many, in my opinion, at least. And you're going to be the type of person, because you're listening to this right now, you're going to be the type of person that does take action. Because I promise you, if you're committed to taking action, you're committed to actually not being afraid to fail and screw up, Amazon's going to reward you handsomely for it, okay? Not to say that every product you throw out there is going to be this raving success, but you know what? After a while, you're going to get the hang of things, and then you're going to be glad that you decided to put yourself out there. I promise you that, okay? So that's just kind of my overall opinion on things. Again, I started with Kindle, and I heard all the BS. I heard everybody say, oh, yeah, this doesn't work or whatever. The thing is, people want the easy money. They want the path of least resistance, and that's usually what it is in any business or any online business or anything like that. But at the end of the day, the cream rises to the top, okay? The people that are committed, the people that treat this seriously, are trying new things, not afraid to fail, those are the people that Amazon's going to reward handsomely, okay? That's just my opinion, and that's, you know, I think I'm right on that. Now, again, Amazon's still growing. So if you think, oh, there's too much competition, well, Amazon's window just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger because that pie just gets bigger, okay? There's more people, there's more shoppers every single month becoming Prime members, and that's all good for you because that's just more people to buy your stuff, which is awesome. Now, as long as you're willing to think outside the box and take action and not be afraid to fail and screw up, you're going to be fine. I promise you that. So as long as you apply what you're learning either on these podcasts or if you bought a course from somebody else or whatever, as long as you're willing to put that into play and kind of tune out anybody that tells you, oh, this, you can't do this, you know, it's too hard. Well, it may be hard for them, but I'll be honest with you, there's still plenty and tons of people making really great incomes on Amazon. And, you know, is that going to be you, or is that going to be, are you going to be one of those people that says, oh, it's too hard, or I'll just go on to something easier? I mean, it's your choice, but the party is on Amazon. And in my opinion, the window, like I said, is just getting bigger. And there's no end in sight for this. There really isn't. Yes, Amazon's going to change the rules. They're going to change the algorithm. You know, that's going to happen. And it should never deter you, okay? Because as long as people are spending money on Amazon at the rate that they are, you just need to be involved in this party, okay? So bottom line, depends on how you look at things. Amazon could be too saturated if you're just treating this as a side hustle. If you're not too serious about it, you're going to get spit out in the matter of time, in my opinion. But if you're committed, like I know you are, you're going to be rewarded handsomely, and it's going to be one of the best decisions you've ever made in business in your life. I promise you that. So as long as you treat this as a business and you're serious, then good things will happen. So enough about that. What I did want to cover then is 5 to 6 ways that you can be one of those people that rises to the top, that becomes bulletproof, and has a long-term vision for many great years to come on Amazon. So here we go. Number one, be a Amazon pay-per-click master. All right, I cannot stress this enough. As much as like a lot of times people are going to want to shy away from pay-per-click because it just seems hard or whatever it might be, you can't. You really just have to take it full on and embrace Amazon pay-per-click. So as soon as you have a product launch, maybe you haven't launched one yet, that's fine, but let's say you got a couple products launched. As soon as you get those suckers launched, you're going to want to start up just a basic auto campaign. As I've talked about before, you want to get that data collecting. But over time, you're going to really want to immerse yourself into pay-per-click and, you know, starting different campaigns up and, different campaigns like with broad, exact, phrase match, those types of things. And really just immerse yourself in it and learn as much as you can with it and spend a lot of time fine-tuning things, because a lot of your competition, as I've mentioned before, is probably just going to be average at best with pay-per-click. And one way to have longevity is by immersing yourself in it and just mastering it. Now, if you're not willing to do that, if you don't have the time or the patience, that's fine, because there are plenty of experts out there in pay-per-click that you can actually pay to do this for you. So if you don't have the budget for that yet, you really have no choice. As I mentioned before, you got to learn this. So there's no way around it, in my opinion. If you want longevity, this is just stuff that you're going to have to do and have to learn. So it's going to be confusing at first or whatever. That's fine. Just over time, you're going to have to get really good at it. Because if you're not good at pay-per-click, your sales are going to suffer, and you're not going to rank for, you know, a whole bunch of different keywords that you could be ranking for. Or maybe your pay-per-click campaigns are just not profitable, and you're just burning all of your money and you're not making any money on your sales or anything because you're just blowing it all on pay-per-click. I mean, that can very easily happen. It happens to a lot of sellers where if they're not in control of their pay-per-click and understanding it, a lot of bad things can happen. So treat it serious and make sure that you're running profitable pay-per-click campaigns, because if you are crushing it with pay-per-click, then you're going to, every time a customer buys a product from clicking on your sponsored ad from pay-per-click, that registers with Amazon, and Amazon says, okay, customers like or are buying this product from these keywords, and over time, they're going to start, Amazon's going to start to rank you organically. And the better your pay-per-click campaigns are, the more keywords you're going to start to rank for organically as well. And that's great, because that's ultimately what you want. So dive into that pay-per-click. And again, if you have campaigns that are running very well or are extremely profitable, you're going to want to figure out how the heck can you dump as much money into those campaigns as humanly possible. So that way, you crush it with sales, you crush it with the keyword rankings, the organic sales are going to come from it. And you're going to rank for all these different keywords all over the board, which is going to be great, and really set yourself apart from the competition. So treat it serious. I know it sucks. Like it's not the most exciting thing to have to learn, but I'm going to tell you, you're going to regret it if you do not take it serious and try to master it. I guarantee you, you're going to regret it. So make sure you crush it with PPC and become a master. So number two, kind of related to the first, but taking it in a little bit different direction, would just be keywords. Keywords in general. Keywords are everything. So that's how customers find you. Now, in your back end, I'm going to talk specifically about your back end. It's really important that you set yourself apart from the competition, meaning your back-end search terms better be on point, and you better be constantly updating those and really filling out those search term fields. So as of recent, Amazon expanded the back-end search term fields to include up to 5,000 characters. I think that's for just about every category by now. So if you look in your back-end, you'll see that you have all this room to play with now. And your search terms are exactly what customers type in to find you, okay? You want to rank and be indexed for as many relatable search terms as humanly possible, okay? As many as Amazon will allow. Because you'd be surprised on what people actually type in to potentially find your product. So if you're selling a grill brush as an example, not everybody types in grill brush. They'll type in, you know, wire brush or grill accessories or some weird stuff, trust me, some very weird stuff and things that you've never thought of before. So when you're setting up your listing originally, you're going to fill in those blanks, in those search term fields, and you're probably going to do all the common stuff. But over time, what you're going to want to make sure you do is fill in as many search terms as possible and, you know, use search terms that, yes, they're relatable, but you're gonna have search terms that you never even thought of originally, and over time you're gonna start to kind of think a little bit outside the box and enter in weird search terms that still make sense that again you never thought of day one. So as an example, this morning I spent about an hour using Google Planner and Keyword Inspector again, which I've talked about before. And what I did was, even though I have a ton of these fields filled out with all these different keywords, I was still, within an hour, able to come up with about 30 new keywords or unique keywords that I had never thought of up to this point, okay? That I can now dump into that back end because they expanded the fields. And over time then, even if I just get ranked and somebody buys something from or through those keywords, maybe just once a month or twice a month, if I keep doing that over and over and over again, those are extra sales that I can then make, even if it's, like I said, just once a month, but I do that often enough and with enough unique keywords, that's going to help me maybe make an extra 5 or 10 or maybe 15 or 20 sales a month. And again, do that over the course of a year, how much extra money is that? And that's going to allow me to reinvest that money back in my business, so on and so forth, and be better in the competition, okay? So look at your search terms or look at your keywords and constantly evolve them, constantly fine-tune them. Don't ever just be satisfied with them. So if that means using Simple Keyword Inspector, Google Planner, you know, also too, look at misspellings of your keywords. So maybe look at the 5 or 10 most common keywords for your listing or for your product and think of or find the common misspellings for those keywords and also enter those into your back end, okay? Because over time, that might help you gain additional sales, getting ranked for some of these additional keywords. And, you know, it may not be, you know, the most monumental change within the next day after entering these keywords in, but over time, things will build, okay? And it will be worth it. So always, always, always update your keywords. Maybe that's even changing them again throughout your listing, like your title and, you know, trying different ones there. I've talked about that before, but really dig into those back-end search terms. Funny thing is, I talked to sellers weeks ago or whatever that hadn't even realized that Amazon expanded that field in the back end. I had to tell them, like, hey, make sure you're checking your back end because Amazon did expand that. And these are sometimes people that, again, their competition potentially or whatever, if they might not even been aware of that. And over time, the competition, like myself as an example, was aware, and they're wondering then why I'm beating them now or whatever it might be. So it's really important that you stay on top of the changes, always be, you know, fresh and you know, really making sure that you are taking every advantage you possibly can. So keywords, extremely important. Misspellings, extremely important. Unique keywords, all those things related. All right, so number three, and this is something that, again, I have to keep driving home. I have to do this, but making sure that when you launch products that they are unique or they are a little bit different than your competition, you have some, you know, some customization, and that you're not just picking the same old products that everybody else is doing. So I talk about this all the time. If you listen to any of the podcasts, it's just really important, because if you are picking the same old products and you're just going to Alibaba and ordering the same, you know, one that they're showing in the listing, and you expect for years to come that that product is going to just continuously sell over and over and over again, you may be kind of surprised, okay? It might sell, you know, for the first few months, but over time, as competition comes in and they improve upon that product or similar products, you know, you might be wondering why your product isn't selling as well. So always make sure that you're digging deeper, going with more unique type of products, not just going, like a lot of these courses out there, they teach, oh, just go to the bestsellers list and all this magic happens. You'll be able to find, just by looking at the top 100 list, oh, you'll be able to find the perfect product on there. Well, the problem with that is everybody's doing that, okay, or was doing that. So you always want to dig deeper. You always want to go a couple of pages in or deeper than that. Go into the subcategories, go real unique. And then once you do find those unique opportunities, again, as I always stress, make sure you customize that product if it needs customizing and constantly improve that product over time. So you should never stop improving a product, right? And as competition comes in, you're almost kind of forced to have to do that. So it benefits the customer long term, but if you want to be around long term, always think, how do you customize? How do you improve upon? And that way you'll have longevity for certain. All right, so number four, guys, test, test, test. You should never stop testing. I always cringe when I hear people say, oh, they just put a listing out there and they make a bunch of money from it and they just set it and forget it. Again, that might work for a period of time. However, long term, I think that's just a bad idea. You're going to always want to make sure you test and try to improve your conversion rate, try to improve your sales. And as I mentioned in the past, you don't want to change, you know, everything on your listing and, you know, not track anything. You want to just change small little things at a time. So that might be testing different images, maybe just slightly rearranging the images as they show up to the customer. Maybe it's moving some things around in the title, maybe trying different keywords in the title, updating your back-end keywords, as I just mentioned before. Little tweaks and changes. You should always kind of just be experimenting, okay? Make some small tweaks and changes, and then over time, your conversion rates might slowly go up. You know, maybe you're at 12, and all of a sudden, you know, a couple months later, you're at 13 or 14 on average or 15. So always improve, always test, and your competition, again, if they're not testing and you are and you're constantly tweaking and making changes, you're going to have that longevity and you're going to stay above the curve, okay? So last but not least, number five, you got to put in the damn time. I'm kind of just going to leave it. I'm going to let that sit there and marinate for a second. You got to put in the time, okay? You got to be willing to outwork your competition. That's all it comes down to. Because as more people come into the marketplace to sell on Amazon, you got more private label sellers. Yeah, you're going to have people that aren't really committed, but you're going to have more and more people that are committed. So you have to be willing to put in the work, to put in the time. And if you make an excuse and say, well, I just don't have the time, well, then I guess this isn't for you, okay? It really isn't. So you're going to want to commit, put in the time, find the time. And if that means waking up an hour earlier every day or going to bed an hour later, so be it. You got to put in the time, because if you don't, again, this could just be a very short-term venture for you. So be committed to put in the darn time. And I, again, as I said earlier, it's going to pay off for you. If you're willing and committed and you do put in the time, great things are going to happen to you. All right, so I'm going to kind of wrap this up here. Hopefully I got my point across to you and answered any doubts that you had or questions that you had about saturation on Amazon and competition and all that good stuff. And if you are a first-time listener to the show, or maybe this is one of the first few podcasts that you listen to about private labeling and you kind of want to get more, what I'd highly recommend that you do is get started with my start page. So if you head over to privatelabelershow.com/start, that'll take you to some of the earlier episodes, kind of the more the walking you through, you know, some of the basics of getting started on Amazon, so on and so forth, and give you all the kind of direction that you need to get up and running. So check out the start page on the blog if you have not already. And also make sure you subscribe to the blog by going to privatelabelershow.com/SUB and drop it in your email there. And finally, if you haven't yet, make sure you go to easyupc.com to get your UPC code. So if you're fired up now and you're like, you know what, I'm putting my first listing up today, or I'm adding a new product today, you need UPC codes. There's no way around it. You need those UPC codes to activate a listing in Seller Central. So make sure you visit easyupc.com for your codes. That's who I switched over to. Simply go to that site. I think you, like I said in the past, I think you can just get one UPC code at a time even, but you may want to buy them as a bulk pack of 5 or 10 or whatever it might be. And if you go to the checkout page and enter in the code PLSHOW, as in one word, so it's PLSHOW, just enter that in and you'll save 20% off of your purchase. So it's a necessary purchase that you have to make. You might as well save a couple bucks from it. So easyupc.com, check that out. Also have that in the show notes as well. All right, guys, so that about does it. I greatly appreciate your time. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, whatever it might be, make sure you go to the blog for this episode here, and you can go to the bottom. And if you're a Facebook person, which you probably are, you can put a comment on the blog. Let me know what you thought of the episode. Let me know what you think about saturation or whatever it might be. Or reach out to me in the Facebook group as well, whatever floats your boat. So I will talk to you in the next episode. Peace. Hey, I was wondering if you could do me a quick favor. If you listen to this podcast episode on iTunes, Stitcher, or even YouTube, could you please leave me a quick review or a quick upvote? It would be greatly appreciated and go a long way to helping me reach my goal of helping 1,000 people start an online business in 2016. Thank you, and talk soon.